Business Journal Editor-in-Chief, Mark Cass. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Sandy.
You are,
how are you doing this week?
I'm good. And you are on the pulse of what's happening. And national news now hitting close to home on Friday. United Auto Workers members walking out of a Stellantis factory on strike. What are the details of that development and how it impacts us?
You know, really interesting here. You know, we thought this was a national story, and obviously here it's hitting home locally. So about 100 employees walked off on Friday morning about 11 o'clock, are on strike, are actually out on the picket lines, and, you know, arguing for the same things that other national workers are doing. So, you know, here's something I said locally. I don't think a lot of people knew about this plant. It's a parts plant here in Milwaukee, about 100 employees represented through the union. And they'll be on strike now until this thing gets settled, which, who knows, could happen in the next few days, could happen in the next few months. You really don't know when these things go on. But this is a big deal for the economy. It's a big deal for other companies. Kind of the runoff effect of this is that there are a lot of auto, you know, kind of, there are a lot of companies who actually help the auto companies with, you know, but the parts they make and other things. So this will have a runoff effect on the economy and other companies. But here we are seeing our first really local impact of employees hit by this.
Well, did you find this as a surprise? And you were just talking about how unexpected and unpredictable this is. I don't know that I expected us to be affected right here in Wisconsin.
You know, we knew about this plant earlier in the week. You know, obviously before this we did, and, you know, we knew it was on a list that could potentially be closed. So, yeah, you know, I mean, there could be, you know, anytime you're involved with a strike and there's obviously the union against management, things happen unexpectedly. But to see them out on the picket line, you know, I mean, it's rare nowadays to see a strike like this. But to see the, you know, to see that happening here in Milwaukee, I mean, it really hits home hard.
Some of the other biggest news of the week was the $700 million Republican plan, the proposal to fund long-term maintenance at American Family Field. What has been the business reaction to that news?
You know, really interesting, Sandy. I mean, I've heard a lot of really, really strong response in favor of it. A lot of people who, you know, really think about the economic impact of the Brewers, whether it's on hotels, whether it's on restaurants, whether it's just on the fans who come here, whether it's from Chicago, Cincinnati, St. Louis, just think about that, whether it's the concerts they hold out there. So really, the economic impact of the Brewers is huge and is well recognized through, obviously, through a lot of the business executives. On the other hand, I did hear some opposition to this, probably more so than you think, and we actually have a poll on our website where it's running about 60% against, because there's that long-running thing against having the public help with these stadiums, help with the owners, help with the athletes who make millions and millions of dollars. So you're hearing that. You're also, the other thing I'm hearing is kind of why only Milwaukee? You know, you have a plan here which involves the state, but yet only involves Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, not other communities who were involved, remember, in the original plan for Miller Park. Now it's just Milwaukee, Milwaukee County. Can Milwaukee and Milwaukee County really afford this? So I think the next few months are going to be very interesting. There's going to be a lot of negotiations. The aldermen and the county supervisors have already come out against this. You know, kind of what will happen, what kind of negotiations will happen. I think in the end it will get accomplished, Sandy, I do, but it's going to be kind of thing I've been saying along. It's going to be hard to watch. Kind of like when you watch them kind of make the food or the kind of the sausage. You don't like watching it, right? But you like eating it. Hopefully in the end we'll be happy with what's kind of here kind of accomplished.
And hopefully there will be a lot of communication, and it won't take too long to resolve
this.
And one of the more interesting ideas, I thought, especially for the business community, is Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson has been really kind of pushing for development to happen in American Family Field's parking lots to help increase the sales tax that's happening to pay for the project. How likely do you think that is to occur?
I think this one's going to be really interesting to watch because you have the mayor, obviously, who has a very strong stance here. Really thinks it can happen. He's seen it happen. Kind of look downtown. Look what's going on around the arena, right? Kind of downtown with the, you know, with the brewery and with the hotel across the street and the other retail that's right around the arena. And how successful really has been there? You've seen it up in Green Bay with the hotel and the brewery up there and the restaurants around Lambeau Field. You see it in other areas of the country. It's been very successful. Here in Milwaukee, it's never happened. You know, I mean, I'm going to kind of age myself here and think back kind of when the whole thing was being kind of spoken about in the 1990s, kind of where to build it. It actually happened out at the current site as a way to really control that area, control the cars that park there, offer them the opportunity, but also to control the revenue. Think about that. Where do you go eat at a game kind of on your way out there? There's really nothing around there that you can walk to, right? I mean, other than the bars above Blue Mound.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot right on the property. So, I mean, the Brewers control all the revenue from parking. They control all the revenue from eating, all the revenue from retail. So it's a good money thing for them. So the Brewers have, you know, have really held on to that and, you know, have said, and it is true, our fans like to tailgate. There is no doubt about that. But I think the mayor is looking for a compromise. I mean, compromise in the sense of, is there a way that you could have some development out there, whether it's hotel or retail, yet still have the cars come in and still have the tailgating that goes on? So I think that's going to be a real interesting conversation over the next couple of weeks, because the mayor, obviously, he hasn't said that he's going to support this yet. So the Brewers and all the legislators kind of need him. So, you know, it'll be real interesting to watch this kind of play out.
Definitely. Well, from the ballpark to the big screen, Milwaukee's East Side has a landmark cinema, the Downer Theater. And it really was a sudden announcement that they closed this week. What was behind that closure?
You know, real interesting. I mean, nothing has been said about why now, because they obviously have been, there's been kind of rumors about them closing for months. You know, it happened now. I think what I've been hearing is that, you know, we may soon, and kind of the story that came out the next few days was that for the operator of the Oriental, which is Milwaukee Film, who obviously runs the film fest in town, is in discussions about acquiring it, about operating it, kind of what they have at the Oriental, which has worked out really well. So I think hopefully long term it'll reopen it and become a very active theater again. I think, you know, movie theaters in general, it's been a hard couple of years. Think of a harder thing to run than a movie theater during COVID. Clearly they closed and they opened with few people, and, you know, have they come into the theaters again? Not really. You know, it's so easy to watch things at home. So to run a single theater like that has really been difficult. So I think hopefully long-term the community hopes that something happens for the reopening of that site.
Mark Cass from the Milwaukee Business Journal, editor-in-chief. Keep up with all the important local business stories with the Milwaukee Business Journal and online at bizjournals.com. Thank you, Mark.
Always good to talk to you, and I'll talk to you next week, Sandy.